Okay, this is a special one. You'll see. Once upon a time, there was a guy named Rich.
I thought you were going to say Rupert.
And he had a buddy named Dave.
Oh, Daddy.
And Rich and Dave...
Oh, you're going so deep.
...went to... a town called Düsseldorf in a country called Germany. Rich and Dave
went
for work purposes to go to a show to look at some presses because they were printers.
No, and I know this story. I know this story, Daddy.
And they miss their kids so very much. And they miss their wives so very much. But one funny thing happened that I think you'll find amusing.
Yeah,
one night... No, I didn't tell you this yet.
Okay.
One night... Rich and Dave were... were out with some other printers that they had met. And they were... drinking some beers and sitting on a patio and having long conversations late into the night.
Shame.
Why is there shame?
Beer.
What?
Beer.
Beer is not shame. Who said it was?
Anyways. Too many is a shame.
Too many is a shame. I don't think we had too many.
Anyways.
So, no, we did not have too many beers, but it was getting very late, and the other printers from Vancouver that we were talking to...
Oh, that's where I thought you went.
No, I didn't go to Vancouver, but these printers were from Vancouver. Anyways, they said, okay, we're tired, we gotta go home, so they went home. They went back to their hotel room, and we were actually drinking beers in the bar that our hotel was in. So we were drinking in the bar at the bottom of the hotel. And Dave said, you know what? I think I want to get something to eat before we go to bed, because we ate a pretty early dinner, and we stayed up pretty late.
Hot
so
wings.
I said, okay, what do you want to get? And he said, I don't know. Let's go see. So we walked around the town, and there weren't many options. We could have got something called currywurst, which we got a different night, which is curry sauce on a sausage. But Dave didn't feel like that, and Rich kind of just didn't really care. He's like, all right, well, whatever. If you're getting something, I'll have some of it, but I don't really care. I could also just go home. So we walked around, and we found a place that made little individual pizzas.
Oh, cute.
And Dave said, okay, I'm going to get a pizza. And he said, they're small, but I still think I only want half. You gonna have the other half? I said, yeah, sure. And I said, what kind do you want? I don't care. It's up to you. You're the one who's hungry. So, whatever you want. And then Dave said, okay, well, you know what? I think we should just get a Napoli. Because... And he said, because... and he didn't really finish his sentence. But it made me think... Okay, he had an answer so quickly. He must know what a Napoli is. Napoli is a place in Italy. Like, it's a city in Italy.
Oh.
But...
I think Rebecca might be from somewhere in there.
Could be. But, anyways. I looked up on the menu, and Napoli was, like, the third type of pizza on the menu. So I'm like, okay. that's fine. So I went up to the guy and I said, could we get one Napoli? And he said, sure, that'll be €5. And so I gave him €5.
Which is dollars in Germany. Which is
dollars in Germany. And
$5 for a ton of pizza.
And they made the pizza.
$20 for all of us.
Why $20?
Because if we went, all four of us.
Oh, I see.
Then we'd have to pay $20.
€20.
Anyways.
Which are even bigger than dollars. More than Canadian dollars, at least.
Anyways.
So, we waited, and then baked us up a pizza, and then when it was ready, they said, here you go, boys, and we said, thank you, and we grabbed the pizza, and we went back to the hotel room, and we got back to the hotel room, we opened up the pizza box, and we looked at it, and I said, Dave, do you know what a Napoli is? He's like, nope. And I said, why did you order it so quickly? Why did you immediately say, okay, I want a Napoli? He's like, I don't know. Saw it on the menu. Seemed pretty simple. Just like a normal pizza, I guess. I said, okay, Dave, a Napoli pizza, by the looks of this, is crust, tomato sauce, mozzarella, olives.
What?
And sardines.
Ew.
That's all it was. There wasn't even anything else. It was just two things that are gross. Olives and sardines.
And crust.
He's like, really? And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh. I said, that's what happens when you just blindly order one of the pizzas. He's like, I guess so, but I mean, honestly, it couldn't have been any worse. Like, I couldn't think of two worse things to have on the pizza.
Barf and poo?
Pretty much.
Boogers and pee?
Granted. I'm just saying two actual food items that you would find on a pizza. That's why I told him order whatever you want, because I'm generally cool with whatever people put on pizzas. Until they put olives and sardines.
Daddy, imagine if they put asparagus, olives, sardines, and broccoli.
Asparagus is fine. Broccoli's fine.
Ew!
What? You like both of those things.
Yeah, but not on my pizza. Pizza's for junk on it.
Yeah, your sister's trying to sleep.
Supposed to be pepperoni.
Okay, off to sleep, Tuli. Yeah. Okay, good night. You be quiet. Okay, relax, baby. Good night.
Yeah, we're trying to tell a story.
Anyways, so...
You got mad at him.
No, I was just like, oh, God.
Oh, did you guys eat it?
We ate it. We both ate half. And it was gross.
Why'd you eat it?
I don't know. I just thought...
Did you guys have same beds or different
beds? I thought because I said, I'll eat whatever you pick, that...
You'd pick something that...
No, that I had to eat whatever you picked. And also, I don't know. Sometimes when you've got an experience thrust upon you...
I would puke.
You just take it, you know? Because otherwise...
Why on earth?
If the rest of the story was, and then we threw the pizza in the garbage, it's not as much fun, right?
And then we threw the pizza.
So we choked it down, and it was really gross,
and Santa tasted came along disgusting. And shoved it down our throats.
The end. Okay, anyways, I gotta go to bed. I'm tired.
You're not going straight to bed, though.
You are.
No.